Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering, Mosque Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 84 in Surah An-Naml. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will be reciting the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا جاء أكذبتم بآياتي ولم تحيطوا بها علما ماذا كنتم تعملون؟
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. حتى إذا جاءوها قال أكذبتم بآياتي ولم تحيطوا بها علما أم ماذا كنتم تعملون. الله تبارك وتعالى وصلني أوس ويوم نحشر من كل أمة فوجا مما يكذب آياتنا فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا جاءوا قال أكذبتم بآياتي. Allah said, remember the day that we are going to bring every creation together, all of them in their different groups. Those that are people of zina, they are with their brothers. Those that are people of liars, they are with their brothers. Everyone is in his own group, but all the groups are put together that none have a way of escape, and they are all brought to the in front of Allah. Hatta idha ja'u, until they come, all of them, Allah will say, Qala akazabtum bi ayati, did you put to lie all my signs, all my miracles, all my indications? Walam tuhitu biha ilma, even though your knowledge never encompassed it, amma za kuntum ta'malun, what is it that you are doing? Here, Allah gave us all opportunity to come to the world. Anybody who is in this world is given an opportunity to come and become somebody. It's like when you have a child, you find him on the way, you bring him to your house, he said, I will send you to school so that I can give you an opportunity to become somebody in life. If he goes to the school and he goes there, pays his studies, is obedient to his teachers, and came out with flying colors, and get a good job, and become somebody big tomorrow, he assisted himself. But you are the one that gave him the opportunity to assist himself. If when you send him to school, all that bothered him is to go and play, to look for women, to go and drink with the money that you gave him to feed himself and to keep himself upright. Instead of him to use it for his upkeep, he was wasting it. And at the end, he failed. He couldn't have any job. He had to be begging from hand to mouth. Here is one who shot himself on the leg. This is why Allah is telling us, you are nothing. I brought you to this world. I gave you hearing, I gave you sight, I gave you the mind. For you to be able to acquire in this world what you will be, what will earn you glory and paradise, what did you do? Because up to the ayati, all the signs that I brought to you, you put them to lie, you denied them. Remember, in the surah before the surah, Allah will be telling us after every He talked about every prophet. He said, this in nafi zalika la ayah, amakan aksaruhum mu'minin. in that is a sign. Ayah is one sign. Ayat is the plural of a sign. Imam Hassan, since he read Allah Ta'ala, he used to say, he said, when you say sign, all of us should go back to the street and look at the road. So when we come to a signpost, why is the signpost there? So the signpost is there to tell you that this goes to this place, this goes to that place. This is the length of time it will take you to go to that place. So which means when they say signs in the Quran, it's telling us where should we go to. And if that signpost tells you that you are going somewhere, if you follow that road, you'll end up where you are. You saw the signpost telling you. The same thing in the Quran, signs that we are told, if you follow it, it will take you to the one that set up that sign there. Who? Allah. So if you look at the Quran, each surah is a chapter. This chapter, it will have so many verses. Like this surah normally has 95 verses. As if each of the verses is a sign that will lead you to Allah. And each verse in the Quran is a book on its own. Fiha kutubun qayyimah. Allah said in each of these verses is book that is, it can become a whole book that if you write, only Allah knows the pages. Each of the verses you see. That's why you see that anytime you recite a verse, it's like this verse is on its own. Even though it's related to others, but it's like on its own. So the day everybody will be brought back to Allah, those that deny the signs of Allah, Allah is going to ask them, you denied my sign. Did you have an encompassing knowledge? Because there are signs that are clear. There are signs that are not clear, but they are labeled. The ones that you can understand, accept it. The ones that you cannot understand, but they are labeled, accept it. Don't start quarreling. You're not here to come and quarrel about the signs of Allah. For example, every human being you see is a sign of Allah. Because he was brought into the world by Allah. He couldn't have brought himself. You yourself, there are several things in you that are signs for you. Then when you are told, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger that Allah will send, ask yourself, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammad has come, have you heard of any messenger that came from Allah with any book that has followership? Is this itself is not enough for you to go and investigate who is this Muhammad? Then if you are told that there are saintly servants of Allah, this man is a saintly servant, you either accept or you don't accept, but don't criticize. Before you can criticize, you have to have an encompassing knowledge of who that person is before you can criticize. That's what Allah is asking them. وَلَمْ تُخِيْتُ بِهَا إِلْمًا. You don't have an encompassing knowledge. How do you know it's not a sign of Allah? If you go to Iran, for example, now, most of their sheikhs, if their sheikhs get to a particular level, they call them Ayatullah. This is a sign of Allah. Why are they saying that? Because to them, this sheikh has encompassed so much knowledge that he himself is not just leading to Allah. He himself is not just telling you how to get to Allah. He himself is a lead to Allah. It's a sign that takes you to Allah. So these saintly servants of Allah, we call them Ayatullah because they are saintly servants that will take you to Allah. If you take example, go to visit Sheikh Dariboche and try to stay with him for just 24 hours. You will find out that early in the morning, despite his age of over 90, he will come after Salah has been called. He will come and say Salah in Jem'i with everybody. He will sit there and be doing his awrad, be counting his chaplet until the day breaks. Then he will greet everybody, he will pray for everybody. If there is naming ceremony to be done, he will conduct it. If there is marriage to be done, he will conduct it. Then he will take his leave, go back to his family. By the time he's entering his family, all women that came with different needs are also gathering in the pre-entrance to his family house. He will also stay there, patiently listening to each of them, grant them the needs. The ones he can't grant their physical needs, he will pray for them, they will go away. The one that he can grant by either giving money, or either asking them to go to somebody, or either asking that letter she's written, he attends to them, and then he enters his house. He will meet his wives, attend to his wife. That's how he will do until Zuhur. When it is time for Zuhur, if you are still outside, you will see he will come out again. He will pray Zuhur with everybody. Immediately after Zuhur, you will find him asking, what's happening in the town? If he stole somebody, died, or somebody is supposed to be greeted, he will take his driver, they will go greet those that they should greet, and they will come back. By the time it's Zuhur again, Asar, he will pray his Asar within the congregation. Again, he will now sit down, do his Arad. After he has finished, he will be asking about his close people that are surrounding them. What's happening to this one? This one that troubled, has he returned? This one that, where is this one now? That's how he will do until it is Maghrib. You will see him, they will bring water for him, he will renew his ablution, and he will sit down and he will do Maghrib in congregation. He will go ahead, do his wazifa, recite the Quran. They will normally recite one juzu of the Quran every day. After the recitation, there will be shai. Or sometimes, ishai, then the recitation. Then he will now sit down. Phone will be brought to him. All those that tried to call him and they couldn't get to, they will call them back, he will relate to them. Then finally, he will stand up, do his shafi and water. After he has done his shafi and water, then he will retire finally to his house every day. So if you see this person do it, even if he did not take call you to Allah, this alone is a sign for you of how to get to Allah. And there are times, even after the Maghrib, after the Wazifa, if there are visitors, because sometimes visitors will come in their hundreds, in their tens, or two or three people, you will take the microphone, welcome them, and advise them and admonish them. So the ayahs of Allah are innumerable. You can never end up enumerating them. If you see and you know the signs of Allah, respect it and it will lead you to Allah. If you don't know and you are told that this is a sign of Allah, don't say it is not a sign. But Walam tuhi tu biha ilma. How much of the knowledge do you encompass in him? So this is what is called signs of Allah. But if you don't know what signs of Allah means, what are the miracles of Allah, what are the things that indicate you to get to Allah, Allah is concluding this Quran now. You can see, he said, with regards to Anil Suleiman, that all his army was arranged for him and put together for him. He too, he said, all his own creation will be put together at their judgment. Even those that said the day of judgment is a lie, they will also be brought together that day. All of them will be led to Allah. So let us try to listen to Allah, to look at anything we see with our eyes, and try to know that it indicates to us Allah.
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ
فَوَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ Allah is now telling us, on the day of judgment, when everybody is brought and they are in front of Allah, فَوَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ then the statement of Allah that he has been saying, and they refuse to believe, that day it will be established over them. And they will have no proof. They will have nothing to prove, let alone to even have anything to say. We are just told that everybody will be brought to Allah. Waka alayhim qawl is the statement of Allah in front of us now, the Quran. He's telling us something. We believe, we don't believe. A day will come, it will become incumbent. We are seeing the truth. There's no way to say it is not like that. From Lion Tikkun, Allah said, at that particular place, Lion Tikkun, they will not be able to say anything. Day of Judgment has several scenarios. There are several sins. There are times that the Muslims, the Mu'min, they will talk. The non-Muslims, the kuffar, they will talk. The munafiq, that's the hypocrites, they will talk. There is a time that nobody can talk. The time when Malakun Safan Safa Waja Araboka Wal Malakun Safan Safa Waji Ayomazin Bijahannam Yomazin Yet is a current insan for Anila Huzikri Waja Araboka Wal Malakun Safan Safa. The day when Allah will come, that is the end of it. The angels are well set. Everybody is set. Nobody can talk at that time. But when people are still rushing, where are they going? Where are they going? Some are seeing the road, how to get to the stage. Some cannot see the road. At that time, you will find, يَوْمَ يَكُولُ مُنَافِكُونَ وَالْمُنَافِكَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْظُرُونَ نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ كِيلَ إِرْجِي وَرَاكُمْ فَتَمِسُوا مِنْهُ. That day, the mu'min will have light with them. All the work they have been doing in this world will become light, and they will be going on the road, and they can see the road, and they are going. But the munafiq, they will not be able to see. The kuffar, they will not be able to see. The munafiq will turn to the Muslims. We used to be with you. Turn so that we can use our light. So, no, go back. Your light is behind. You have left it behind. In the world, that's where you left your light. Until a time will come, nobody will be able to talk in front of Allah. That time, everybody is afraid. Like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz put it, فَقَدْ خَافَ أُولُ الْأَزْمِ وَالْكُلُّ قَائِلٌ لَدَى نَفْسِي لَمْ أُبَلْسْ بِسِوَائِي. That day he said, أُولُ الْأَزْمِ فَقَدْ خَافَ أُولُ الْأَزْمِ وَالْحَاقُ وَالْحَالُ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمْ إِسْمَةٌ تَعَبَى لِكُلِّ خَطَائِي. أُولُ الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلُ who, and they are the highest placed people in creation. And maybe Ibrahim, and maybe Musa, and maybe Isa, all these people, they are in a state of fear that day. Even though Sheikh Ibrahim here is saying they have not done even mistakes in their life, but they're in a state of fear. وَقَدْ خَدَأَ الْأَمْلَاكُ وَالْكُلُّ الْقَائِلٌ لَدَى ذَاكَ نَفْسِي لَمْ أُبَلْ بِسِوَائِي. Even the angels, all of them are just quiet, in fear. Everybody is saying that day, nafsi, 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 nafsi. Everybody will be thinking of his shortcomings. Even if it was not a shortcoming, because you are before Allah now, you are seeing your shortcomings. Even what you did that is good, you are seeing it as shortcoming because you didn't do it properly to the extent you should do it. You are the one that you took a gift and you believe that this gift is the best gift you can give. Maybe it's a cloth. You sew it. You put embroidery on it. You are going to visit somebody and you believe it's a big person. So you went to buy the cloth you think is befitting him. By the time you got there, you find out that the cloth that the servants and the messengers are wearing is better than the one you are bringing. And you, by the time you bought it, your estimate is that this is the best that you can buy for him. You see now, you have done something good, but you have shortcomings. Immediately you see the king, you are holding your hand. What are you holding? You will not even be able to open your mouth. Because look at the servants, what they are wearing. Look at what you are bringing that you are bringing to the king. You just keep quiet. That's how everybody is. Even Sayyid Nabakar on that day will regret. He will see all the work he has done. By the time he sees that he's in front of Allah, he will know that this work is nothing. All I thought was something is nothing. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim said, وَقَدْ خَدَأَ وَقَدْ خَدَأَ الْأَمْلَاكُ وَالْكُلُّ قَائِلٌ لَدَى ذَاكَ نَفْسِي لَمْ أُبَلْ بِسْوَائِي. See, هُنَالِكَ خَرَّ الْمُصْطَفَى سَاجِدًا لِمَنْ لَهُ الْأَمْرُ إِذْ يُسْنِي بِخَيْرِ سَمَائِي. The only person that day that will be able to stand up is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's at that stage that he will fall down prostrate, praising Allah with the best of praise. فَقَالَ لَهُ سَلْ تُوتَ وَشْفَى وَنْكِذًا فَإِنَّكَ مَقْبُولٌ وَأَهْلَ أَطَائِي. It is that day that it will be told to the Prophet, ask what you want, you shall be answered. Seek intercession, it shall be answered. Then Sheikh said, وَقُمْتَ مَقَامًا قَدْ تَخَاسَرَ دُونَهُ أَكَابِرُ أَرْسَالٍ فُهُمَا نُجُومَ السَّمَاءِ. O Prophet, that day you will stand in a position where nobody could come close. Even the best of the messengers, they couldn't come close. أَيَا سَيِّدِي إِنِّي اسْتَجَرْتُ بِهُبِّكُمْ فَلَا دَرَنِي هُوبِي وَكُلُّ خَفَائِي. Oh Prophet, witness, I don't have any work to show, but I love you. Because of this love, Allah saved me on the fear of that day. Oh Lion Tikun, that day nobody will be able to talk. Let alone the people that are sin, they are sinful people. The people that have done work cannot talk. What have you to say?
ألم يروا أنا جعلنا الليل ليسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون
ألم يروا أنا جعلنا الليل ليسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. If you say you don't know the signs of Allah, ألم يروا, do they not see, أنا جعلنا الليل, that we have made the night, ليسكنوا فيه, for them to have rest in it, والنهار مبصرا, and we have made the day to be a source of light for them to seek for their livelihood. إن في ذلك, in these two signs, لآيات, are signs, a lot of signs, لقوم يؤمنون, not for everybody. For those party of people, قومٍ يؤمنون, that believe. See, from beginning, Allah was saying, قومٌ, قومٌ, is called لقومه, to give us the idea that we have to belong to a community. من شذّ شذّ إلى النار. The Prophet said, if you separate yourself from the community, you will be pushed to hell. Let us always remain in a community and give our own sacrifice that we have to sacrifice for the community. This day that we see, this night that you see, وَجَعَلْنَا لَيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ, Allah said, the day and night alone themselves, they are two different signs for you. Look at yourself. You did not know who you are, you came to the world. Every day you see the day come. If there was perpetual night, like Allah said in another place, and there is no light, how do you even see? If there was no day, and there is rain, what will make the water to dry for you to even be able to walk on the land? If the night was continuous, then how do you earn your livelihood? Allah has made the day for you to earn your livelihood, the night for you to rest in. Who gave you all these favors? Allah. Some people have even converted their night to using worshiping Allah, so that they can get more than others who use all their night to sleep. The important thing is, Allah says, this thing, the day and the night, and our resting in the night, and our seeing at the day, it should give us sign. Because when Allah said, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, read in the name of Allah that creates, when you are seeing them, which means your eyes are seeing the signs of Allah, bring it to your brain to think about it. In the night, when you are resting, you are no more seeing, your mind should be working. Your mind should be with Allah. But you can hear in the night even if you cannot see. So that time, if you hear something, let it be something that is good. That it is good for us to live with people, to live in a community, where if we wake up in the night, we'll hear people reciting Quran, or we'll hear zikr, or we'll hear something. If we can't hear good things, let's not just hear bad things. It is good that when we live in a community, we should live in a good community, that when we come out in the daytime and we are seeing, what we should see is good. That's why we are asked to create a good community, so that we make it easy for the children to grow up as good children. They grow up, they are not seeing women that are naked. They are not seeing people that are cheating. They are not seeing people that are vagabonds. They will not even know how to be one. So it is important for us to take advantage of these signs to work, to do something that Allah will please with us. But they are not signs for anybody except those that believe in Allah. They call me new.
وَيَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ
وَيَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا ما شاء الله وكل آتوه داخرين. Allah is saying, I have been talking to you from the beginning of this surah. Go back to Allah. Take responsibility. Look at the signs of Allah. Look at saintly servants of Allah. Look at the prophets of Allah. Look at even people that have good characters, how Allah have guided them, say double kiss. The prophet, because he's a prophet, look at whatever comes in his path, how they became things of Allah. Even ants are making tasbih, are able to speak to the prophets. A day is going to come, all this will come to an end. This world was created for a purpose. The day that purpose is ended, a day will come that will fold the whole of this world. Then everything will go. Therefore, remember, the day that the trumpet, they will be blowing into the trumpet. It will be blown into the trumpet. Manfis samawati, everything that you know that is in the firmament, in the heavens, that have intellect. Man is used to denote what has intellect. Ma, what does not have intellect. When you say man, then that thing has intellect. Like human means the angels. Manfis samawati, Fabazia manfis samawati, everything that has intellect in the heaven will be in the state of fear, dread, fright. Everything on earth will be in a state of fear, dread, fright. Except only those that Allah permits that will not be in this state of fear and dread. And all are to Dakhirin. They will come back to Allah Dakhirin, humiliated, feeling belittled, knowing that they are not anything. Here, how many times will there be trumpet? Because Allah is talking of the trumpet that is in the house of Israfil. Allah, the Prophet Allah said, Allah created a trumpet. All the lives of everything that is created is in that trumpet. And is given to Israfil, and Israfil is holding it in his mouth up till now. A trumpet will be blown. The first trumpet will be blown. And everything will be caused to die. Except the one that Illa man sha Allah. Except that the one that Allah permits that will not die. Between the first trumpet and the second trumpet is 40. How many is it? 40 days? 40 nights? 40 months? 40 years? Sayyidina Abu Huraira said the Prophet did not tell us. We now know that they are light years. We don't know what is between the first trumpet and the second trumpet. But in the first trumpet, everything will die. Except some things that Allah has made exception. Who are those things? Because they are things that have intellect. He said, it's Angel Gabriel, Angel Mikael, Angel Israel, which is Malakul Maut, and Israfil. These are the only ones that will be there. Then, of course, Allah-in, the Satan will not have died. Then here, Malakul Maut will stand up to take the life of Satan. Satan will run, go to the end of the world. You meet that Israel is waiting there. Go inside the end of the other world. Israel is waiting there. That's Malakul Maut, the angel of death. He will go inside the depth of the sea. He will find out that the angel of death is waiting there. He will be shouting in pain, shouting, shouting. At the end of the day, he will come back to the earth, begging Allah, please don't allow me to die, because the pain of death is strongest, is worst, is most severe on him. Then, allow me to go to the grave of Adam. I'll prostrate to Adam today. Then angel of death will seize him. He will be tied. He'll be killed. Allah will now ask angel of death, how many people are remaining now? He said, Jibril is still there. Israfil is still there. Mikael is still there. And this indigent servant of Allah is still there. And you, Allah, the most splendorous, the most magnanimous, you are still the one there. So then, go and take the life of Mikhail. I used to ask him to send, to bring people their sustenance, their wealth, their this, their that. That has ended. The people have died. Go and take his life. You go and take his life. You come again. Who are still alive, sir? Angel Gabriel is there. Angel Israel is there. Angel Israfil is there. And you, Allah, the most magnanimous, sir. Go to Angel Gabriel. I used to send him with the books to come and tell people. The book, they have delivered their messages. People that have collected the messages have had their message. Then you cause Angel Gabriel to die. Who is still alive? He said, Israel is still alive. This indigenous servant of Allah. Then Israfil is still alive. Sir. Israfil, his work is to take, is to cause people to die. Go and take his life. Who is still alive? He said, none. But this indigenous servant of Allah and you, Allah, and you, the most magnanimous one. Allah will say, meet. Die. I'm the only one to live. Then he will die. Then nothing will live until it is time for the people to be brought again together. Then Allah will send rain from where he knows. That rain will come and nothing will remain of any human being on earth except what you call a small tiny bone called Ujubu Zamb. This Ujubu Zamb, on it, the human being will be put together again and everybody will be sprouting like you see leaves sprout. Then wakullum atuhu dahirin. Everyone now will come to Allah, naked, indigent, except prophets like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will come in their own regalia. But the ordinary servant, every other person, will come naked. When the Prophet was telling Aisha, he said, man and woman, everybody naked, and they will see each other. He said, you don't know what that day, if you see the fear that day, you don't even know that the nakedness of somebody is not what is in your mind. This is how it is. So there is a day. But that day, when everybody is in fright, Allah said, La yahzunuhumul fazal akbar wa tatlaqahum malaikatu hadha yawmukum alladhi kuntum tu'adun. The people that believed in Allah, Allah will make sure that this fright did not destroy them. Others will be fainting out of this fright. But the mu'min, they will still be stable. So may Allah make us to be among the mu'min.
Amen. Amen.
وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء إنه خبير بما تفعلون.
وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء إنه خبير بما تفعلون. Allah said that day when Allah, everybody is going to die. وترى الجبال, you will see the mountain. Tahasibuha jamidatan. You will take it to be a solid body. We hear tamurru marra sahab. But you will see it moving like the cloud used to move. Sun Allahil lazi atqana kulla shay'in. It is the creation of the one that is detailed in excellence of his creation. And detailed in perfection of his creation. Innahu khabirun. He is well informed, the matter of Alun, with which what each of you is doing. How come that you will see that day mountain moving like the cloud? Allah Himself said, Tahasibuha jamidatan. You think it to be something that is solid. Tahasibuha. That's how you think it to be. It means it's no more solid. Today, when we look at the sky and we look at it moving, we all does not know that the sky is just smoke put together, he will think that it's a body that is solid. What has happened? Today, there's what you call gravity. Gravity is a quality that Allah has put in this particular art, that is an acceleration of 9.81 meters per second per second, that is pushing everybody down. It is what is making you to have a weight. That day, the acceleration due to gravity is removed. That's all that has to be removed. If it is removed, there is no weight. You have a mass, but you have no weight. You and the cloud is the same thing. The cloud has a mass, there's no weight on it. You too, you have a mass, there's no weight on you. So anything you see that day, whether it is mountain, it will move like you see the cloud moving. If you touch it, it cannot hurt you because there's no weight. All these are facts, are scientific facts that Allah talked about at that time. The time Allah said this, the Sahaba did not understand that there is what you call gravity, acceleration due to gravity that is holding things on earth. But now that people are going to the moon, we now know that only on the earth you have gravity. When you go to the moon, there is no gravity. So you find that in the moon, there is no weight. If you touch something, it will continue to move. A human being there, if you just touch him, it will just be flowing. There's nothing to pain you because there is no weight. Can you imagine today if there's none that has weight? How are we going to walk? How are you going to even grow crop? How are we going to do our chores, daily chores? We have to thank Allah that made this world convenient and habitable for us. And one of the things that He has put in this world is the acceleration due to gravity that makes things to be stable on earth. Another major thing that is on this earth is magnetism that defines colors, defines the kind of aura everybody gives. Everybody has different magnetism. That's why the nature of each human being is different. There are people, a human being like you, if they put something on fire, it will get done immediately. Some, if they put something on fire, it will take ages, it will not get done. It has just to do with their nature. It has nothing to do with, because everybody has different magnetic wave that resonates around him. Some are lighter, some are heavier. Look at people are talking about 5G. 5G is only vibrating between the infrared and the radio waves. So when people are saying it is dangerous, it's because they don't know physics. If you know physics, you know the radio waves are by far low, is below infrared. And the damaging waves are the ones that is beyond X-rays and gamma ray. They are the ones that are damaging to the body. But the radio wave, the infrared wave, it's within this range that our phones are working, our cell phones are working. These waves are not dangerous. So a day will come. Jibala. Allah said, Sun Allah. This is the creation of Allah. And then he defined himself here. Who is this Allah? Allazi atqana kulla shay'in. That is detailed in his perfection of creation. Anything that Allah will do, he does it perfectly with the highest detail. That's why we keep on saying, please don't change the creation of Allah. Allah that created it with perfection and with every detail. What do you want to change in it? If you want to make something better, you can. But not by changing it. Take yourself, for example. How can you be a better person? Bath. Take your bath. Clean yourself. Because when you are giving birth, this death came to you later on. You can remove them by bathing. But by bleaching, you are trying to change. Sun Allahi lazi atqana kulla shay'in. In another place, he said, Allazi atqana kulla shay'in khalaqahu. In another place, he said, Allazi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqahu. Allah said, He is the one that is the best in creation, that everything He created to be at best as it is. You may see yourself that you have a brownish color. That brownish color, take another look. You find it's excellent in its brownishness. The same thing with our crops. The same thing with our animals. Let's not just be changing things because the people that are looking for money are giving us money to make research to change things. All this about capitalism. It's not just about that we want more crops. It's about capitalists. The capitalists want more money. They want you to have more grains so that they can have more money. Change the nature. Please, let's be very careful And know that what Allah has created, He created in the best form. Like I said before, if you want to change the color of things, do it naturally, that Allah has permitted. Allah has permitted a black man to marry an Arab to marry a black man. You are a white man, you want a tanned skin, it has passed your stage. Go and have a tanned child, a child that has a tanned skin. What do? Marry a black African. You produce a child that has a tanned skin, then you like it. You want to have a white skin, it has passed you, you the black man. Allah gave you the dark one. Respect it and have consideration for it. But if you want your child to have a white skin, marry a white lady. You want to have better intelligence, go and learn. You find out you could not do it, marry from a family that are intelligent. Then your children will be intelligent. These are the ways that we can do. But let's be very careful. Allah Himself is saying, describing Himself, Allazi at kana kulla shay'in, is one that is detailed and perfect in what He creates. Innahu khabirun, He is well informed. Bima taf'alun, on whatever you are doing. Worshipping Allah, trying to recreate what Allah has created, all this Allah khabirun, He is being informed. Bima taf'alun, on what you are doing.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون. Allah is now saying, we are talking of fright of the day of judgment, when people will be in fright, in dread, everybody is in a state of fear. So there are those that will not be in state of fear that day. Man jaa bil hasanati, whoever comes to Allah with good deeds, falahu khairun minha, he will find better than that with Allah. Wahum min fazai yawmaizin, and those people with regards to the fear and the fright of that day, aminun, they will be saved. Here, Allah said, "Man jaa bil hasanati falahu khairun minha." Some ulama they said, "Falahu ashru amsaliha," like Allah said in another place, he will have 10 folds of it. In another place, Allah said 700 folds of it. In another place, Allah said, "Bighairi hisabin," unlimited folds. Because anytime you take good, your intention is what Allah is looking at. You said that you want to go and pray to Allah. You stood before Allah and you said, "Allahu Akbar." Your intention is clear that you want to pray to Allah. But immediately you enter Salah, your mind has gone to the market. It has gone to your brother in one time. It has gone to a lady that you are thinking of before. All sorts of things will start coming to your mind because Satan will not allow you to be. By the time you are finishing Salah, when they ask you, you prayed behind the Imam, he said yes. He said, "That's Subuhi." He said, "Yes." What did the Imam recite? So he recited Fatiha. What of the surah? You yourself, you have forgotten. You can see. This is Allah. Is it good? But Allah said it is good because your intention was to take it to God. Since Allah is part of your intention, Allah has made it to be good. By the time you finally go to Allah yourself, you see Allah, you know it cannot, it's nothing. Then Allah will give you a better one. That your intention will give you better salah that day to put on scale. If not, you will have had no salah. That's why it's very important to have good intention. Because la tubki wa la tazar, wherever there is Allah, nothing will remain of evil. Really, you have good intention. Let Satan do whatever he wants to do. On day of judgment, Allah will change it for you. He'll give you the good one. Let us all try to always have good intention in anything we want to do. Ask yourself, can you go to a big man with a gift and he will give you the same kind of gift you give him? He will give you what is by far better, let alone Allah. That it is because of him you left with that good. By the time you get to him, he will give you himself. So may Allah, with our actions, to be of good intention and our actions to be good.
وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is saying, "Man jaa bil hasanati falahu khayrun minha wa hum fa zan yawmizin aminun. Wa man jaa bi sayyi'ati," the one that comes with evil work, what will happen? "Fakubbat wujuhuhum fi an-nar," his face will be put headlong into hell. "Fakubbat hal tujzawna," have you been recompensed? "Illa bima kuntum ta'malun," except with the kind of work you have done. You are going to the palace. The king said everybody should come to the palace. Then this madman, he is coming to the palace. But he went to the gutter. He was taking things from it to it. His cloth is smelling. His body is smelling. He himself, he has not bathed for God knows how many years. He too, he said, the king is calling, he too is going. By the time he goes, will they allow him to enter the palace? No. This is physical power. Every ibadah that we do, it has a particular kind of fragrance, sweet smell that goes with it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, "La khalufu femmi sa'im atyabu inda Allahi min rihil musk." The breath of the one that is fasting is sweeter than musk with Allah. But we know that somebody that is fasting, when he comes and speaks to you, his mouth is smelling. But first, Allah said, the odor with Allah is sweeter. Even here on earth, when you see feces, shit, it is smelling to you. But is it smelling to the flies? You see? Then, zina has its own smell too. Telling lies has its own smell. Riba has its own smell. Any good work has its own fragrance. Any evil work has its own smell. There are servants of Allah that if a woman commits zina and they come close to them, they just tolerate it because it is the place will be oozing for them with smell until she goes away. You find some of them, immediately that such a lady goes, they will go inside and take a bath. The place has been so smelly. All these things are important. There are places where if a bastard enters, some people will feel the smell. They will just be feeling smell. Every good work has its fragrance. Every evil work has its smell. When you are on earth, all the work you are doing is not, you didn't do it because of God. Satan is the smelliest thing that you can think of. You are doing it because of Satan, so all your work is full of smell. And each has its own type of smell. The smell of the shit of cow is not the same smell with the shit of a human being. It's not the same foul smell with that of the egg that is rotten. It's not the same smell with other things. Each one has its own type of smell. Then you bring it like that to the day of judgment. What should be done to you? Your face will just be put into hell to go and burn all that smell away. You, the Muslim, the hell is not made because of you. It's paradise that is made for you. But if you follow the non-Muslim to go and do zina, to go and take alcohol, to go and take riba, then you also come on day of judgment with that smell. It has to be burnt away from you first. Man jaa bi sayyi'atin fakubbat wujuhuhum fi an-nar hal tujzawna. Don't say that we have recompensed them with something that is very bad. It is the work that they did. They brought smell to us, so we put them to where smell can be. It can only be in fire.
إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين.
إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين. The verse last lama, he is saying a statement here that all of us should be happy with. إنما أمرت. Me, that's the prophet talking now. أمرت, I was commanded. أن أعبد, that I should worship. رب هذه البلدة, the Lord of this city. الذي حرمها, that made this city to be forbidden, that evil should be done on it. وأمرت, and I was also commanded, أن أكون, that I should be, من المسلمين, among the Muslims. In another place, Allah is telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Be patient with those that said they are calling the name of Allah day and night. See, the first thing is that Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he is commanded to be among those that are worshipping Allah. Even a child, teach him to worship Allah, even if he does not know how to recite anything. Let him know that he's dedicated himself to Allah. بلدت الذي حرمها. This city we are in, the city of Mecca, Allah is the one that made it, that it is forbidden for anybody. Even though we say, the Prophet said, I made Medina forbidden, just like Abraham made Mecca forbidden. No, Allah is one that made it forbidden, and what Abraham just does is to announce it to us. Allah is one that made Medina forbidden. What the Prophet Lama does is just to announce it to us. And Abu Darbaha Zil Badr Lazi Haramaha. Wallahu kullu shay. Whatever you are looking for, Allah has it. If he doesn't give you, don't think that is because he cannot give you. It's because it is not good for you. Everything that you think of, whatever it is that you think that you want, Allah has it. Look at your parents. You are shouting, my mother, give me sweet. There is sweet in his bag. You just take it, give you. If you have taken one, two, three, and you think it's going to cause you to have a running stomach, he will stop giving you. No matter how he shout, he will not give you. You are seeing something sparkling, his blade. You are crying. Let them allow you to take the blade. Your mother will not allow you to take it. But by the time you grow up and you come and you want to take the blade, he will give it to you. So that's how things are in this world. There are things that are not useful to you that will damage you. Your parents will not give it to you. Then there are things that are even good to you. But if you are given at this particular point in time, it will hinder you from doing the correct thing that you're supposed to do. Like you are going to school. You tell your parents, please give me a car. And your parents know that normally when you are at home, you take your car, you are just going everywhere with your friends. They say, no, go to school, I will not give you the car. He's not thinking you have accident with it, but it will take you away from studying. That's why some people that train their children very well, their children are coming to school. It's not everything that the children ask that they will give, even though they have it. Wallahu kullu shay'in, Allah has everything. And he can give you anything he wants to give you. But if he loves you, he will only give you what will benefit you to be able to earn what you will take to the hereafter. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he has been commanded that he all the time he should be among the Muslims. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Know that always the Prophet is with us. Even though our work is not good, but because we are Muslims and we have good intention, the Prophet is said to be with us. If the Prophet is with us, what do you want again? That's what Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said. Yes. If I go to a place and people are proud that they are with such and such a president, they are with such and such a president, my pride is that I am with the Prophet. Yes. Because the Prophet said, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Wherever you are, if you are making salat on the Prophet is with you. Forget about the president. Sometimes you find people out of their lawlessness in thinking and intelligence, they want to have a photograph of the president. Who is the president? Then they will come and be hanging it. Just to show that Oh, I know the present. Tomorrow is not a present. What is his, what? Worthless. Always, let's try to be with the Prophet. The Prophet is among us. All you need to do is to bring the intention that you are in front of the Prophet and you are in front of him. First, he said in a holy hadith, Allah said, Man zakarani fi nafsihi, zakartuhu fi nafsi. Whoever think of me in himself, I will also think of him in myself. Allah said, Man zakarani fi mala'in, zakartuhu fi mala'in khairun mala'ihi. Whoever thinks of me in a group, I will think of him in a group better than his own group. That's why anytime you are praying, imagine that you are with the Prophet. When you say, Allahumma inna waitu salatu kaza wa kaza iqtida an bi imamin, I intend to say such and such a prayer, whether it's salat subuhi, following the imam, let that imam be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not this person in front of you. Physically, this person in front of you is the imam, but the real imam is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you see me pray. There are people today, all their salah is behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they have that intention, and the intention is strong, and they are able to see the Prophet in front of them. That's why whatever, even if there was a gunshot, they don't hear about it. So let us know and thank Allah and say that the Prophet should be among us. And he himself is telling us that he has been commanded that he should be among us. May Allah have mercy on us.
Amen. Amen. فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين.
وأن أتلو القرآن فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين. إن شاء الله will continue our tafsir from this verse, because it has a lot to be said about it. May Allah have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah increase us in faith every day.
Amen.
May Allah increase us in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us to love the Prophet more than ourselves, more than everything we have. May Allah make us to know this Quran, to be able to recite it. May Allah strengthen our Islam.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Muslims and strengthen Islam. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring peace to our homes. May Allah bring peace to our campus. May Allah reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our parents. May He reward the sahabas for us. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat. May He give us what we are going to wear. May He give us what we are going to ride. May He give us the homes that we are going to stay. Let them be good homes and blessed homes. Let them be good. Let it be good clothes and blessed clothes. Let them be good food and blessed food. Let them be blessed rides and blessed mounts. Wajah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa al-Alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki ya Muddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina s-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-lazina anamta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dallin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih al-Ma'ublik. Wal-Khatim al-Ma'asalaka nasir al-Haq al-Haq. Wal-Hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim. Wa ala alihi haqqa qadri miqdari al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. كاي سندايكي شو؟
أكون معك.
ما لا ما يريدون.